In 2018, we were planning to run a leadership development program, a traditional 3-day workshop for 60 people for a global audience. The program was cancelled because of a travel freeze. So it was in Q4 of the financial year, and they decided to save money, but nobody could travel. We convinced the organization to do something online, and that led us to creating the first fully online leadership package. In 2019, we ran the first leadership online program, and this was basic version was 10 2-hour webinars spread over a 20-week process and 4 practice sessions in between. And so that was the first time that we did it. And, this was pre-corona, so we weren't even thinking in terms of reacting to COVID at this stage. We were simply helping an organization dealing with the fact that their travel freeze was getting in the way of their leadership development. At the end of COVID, we decided to do a test. So we reached out to the 60 participants from the last face-to-face workshop, which was held at the beginning of 2018, and the 60 participants that came from the first online version in 2019. And we sent them a reflection test of the key concepts and what was the main purpose of the key concepts. It was partly multiple choice, partly a conversation and reflection feedback session in groups. And the result was simply, astounding. The online group remembered percentage-wise probably 500% more than the face-to-face group. The online group were unanimous in saying they wanted to be face-to-face, but they remembered 500% more. So that's always going to be the reality. The networking aspect is very, very popular, but does have absolutely no impact at all, or a very, very detrimental impact or negative impact when it comes to the learning itself. One of the conclusions that we took out of this was that leaders should be responsible for networking, not trainers. And so we've spent a lot of time, consulting our customers on the fact that training, consulting, development initiatives are very often used for networking, and they shouldn't be. Networking should definitely fall within the realm of the leader themselves.